Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I would love, Mike, for these people to be publicly shamed. I'm scared of an
enclosed room. You can show me all the aureolas you want. If I'm in an enclosed room, I am terrified. So
I think they should take it a step further and do what I think is the most iconic of these type of mythical creatures, is the chupacabra. Because then you've got like a cultural angle to it that really would open up to everybody that's interested.
Chupacabra!
Yeah, that's a winner. Bigfoot's kind of like passe. Chupacabra is what's hot now.
I don't know. What do you think about a license to get the Jersey Devil?
Hey, the Jersey Devil. All right, I have to ask you this one about when you spent time as a police decoy. That sounds scary right there. Tell us about that.
It's scary, but hey, it was kind of fun because I was actually a prostitution decoy.
Ooh.
Were you?
Really?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello.
Hey.
Bulb.
Don't feel like being funny, Rob. Would you like to explain to our listeners what's going on in detail?
I will explain. Yes, we had a slightly truncated early start today, 8:30, that we decided on last night. Text went out at...
Yeah, explain it for people that might not know, that might actually be listening.
All right.
It's good practice for you. Explain how we... The inner workings of the way we do the program.
Well, we should first explain that we start every day at 9. That is our target start. 9.
That is when
Eastern
we
time.
Normally start, but it varies widely.
It can. And so last night at 6:03 p.m., you sent out a text. Just an FYI, 8:30 a.m. start tomorrow, which is no big deal. We do this all the time. Fridays, it's especially common.
And so Maddie and Pony, how does Rob sound right now? Just out of curiosity.
Rob sounding good on our end.
Just checking. Okay. Person that runs the board is not there.
We're going to get to that. And so immediately to the text, I reply, Maddie replies, Matt replies, you reply that it's all good. I did not notice the fact that Oscar did not reply.
All right, I'm going to take over because you're nervous and shaky. So let me explain how this works. So we have protocols now based on the absolute continual f-ing up of our very small little operations. Protocols that are put in place so that we can check, double check, and triple check to make sure. Now, looking back, I believe it was you or Pony or someone who was responsible for making sure, because we send messages to each other when we're going to change the time. Now, the 8:30 start, I believe I mentioned early in the week, but I figured everybody forgot, which they did, because that's the way it works. At 6:03 p.m. Yesterday evening, I sent out just an FYI, 8:30 a.m. start tomorrow. And I love the fact that everybody sends out a little emoji. It's our little joke that we know we've acknowledged it. This is the first problem. Rob responds with, gotcha. That's not the way it's done. It's normally not done like that. And I had a little tiny issue of, this is the way 2021 is rolling, because we normally, it's an emoji. That's what, now the good news is Rob later in the thread puts out an emoji.
I caught
which
myself.
Which is fun.
I caught myself. I was in the middle of
but
something
you were,
when that came out.
Yeah, but that's all right. That's okay, but that's where we are. That's where we are now. Just, you know, routines are routines for that reason. So
right.
The protocols, you know, you check when you get on the plane, you make sure that the tanks are filled up. You make sure the flaps are working, you know, everything. But it's routine. So, you know, as long as you, before you take off, you make sure the flaps are working, we're okay with that.
Right.
So we get a response from Rob, gotcha. And then a Christmas tree. Maddie with a thumbs up. Pony with a dog bone. Very funny. And I sent a bikini out to everybody.
Yes.
Even though I had initiated the response. Then I just turned my phone off and went on with my evening, and we didn't get a response from the other guy.
Mm-hmm. That's on me, I think. I should have.
That
I
is on you through. Because that's because that. That's your job,
right?
That you're supposed to check to see that everybody has gotten it and then follow up. So we didn't. When did we know? We knew at approximately 8:30 this morning.
Right.
That's when we double checked. And I said to you, I said, did Oscar respond? No, he didn't.
Oh, Oscar's calling. So, hold on. Hold on.
Oh, he's calling. Good. Yeah. Okay.
Put him on speaker. Hold on a second, Oscar. Hello?
There's no 8:30 start today. We talked about it. We said, no, we'll keep it the same. 9.
But there was a text that went out last night.
Did you confirm with me?
I did not. And I that is on me.
What the f***, man?
He's on the, tell me he's on the air.
You're on the air.
I'm fine. This makes no sense.
What's his ETA?
What's your ETA?
I mean, I'm at home. I can get in the car and drive up, but I don't appreciate writing what my ETA is when I wasn't notified that there was or confirmed that was notification of an early start.
Well, there was a text last night.
Okay, what is the protocol?
The protocol is that I should have followed up on the text.
Okay, stop doing your best and start doing my best, please.
Okay.
Tell him to get... All right, let me talk to him. Can I...
All right.
I'll see you soon.
We'll call. Yes. Tell him we're calling him on the show.
We're going to call you on the show. I want to be able to talk to him. One sec. Hold on. Stand by, Oscar. All right. Bye. Dial him up, Maddie, if you would.
Yep, just give me one second. Best.
Well, you see, that's snarky. That's snarky because you don't give a...
No, I do give.
No. That's a comment from a guy that needs to have his ass kicked, because that's the way it always is here. We just like that is your job, and you're trying to indicate to the listeners that it's not. It's not your job. You know that.
I already said, the guy. I already said this.
It's a terrible position with a man who is perpetually tardy. But you know that's why we do it.
Of this, I said this is my fault. This is on me. Right. But I would have loved if he had seen the text last night. I'm sorry that I did not see. That he did not reply to the text.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Yes, this is plenty of blame to go around. We all can, but we do have a protocol in place, and the protocol we didn't know until 8:30, and it's very, very frustrating. Very frustrating. It is.
You know, I love doing the show. I've been up for some time now. I would have loved to have been there on time if I knew we were starting early.
Earlier in the week, I guess you had had a conversation about this 9 a.m. start, not with me, because I had said earlier in the week I need Friday at 8:30. I said it going away, but I was fully expecting somebody to post that. But then I decided at 6 o'clock when no one had posted it that I would say just an FYI.
Actually, Mike, I think that we did say 9 because I had to change with the talking head last evening. So I was operating until we got the text last night.
We did have back and forth about the 8:39.
Yeah, I was operating.
When did we do that?
This was 2 days ago.
2 days ago or so? I was operating.
I know for sure it was 2 days ago. I know for sure it was 2 days ago.
I wasn't part of that. I knew that I was needed an 8:30 start probably 2 days ago. That's exactly when I looked at it.
What happened is, and Oscar, deal. Back me
Hold
up.
On, is, Rob, I'm not, this is not about that. This wouldn't have been an issue, and I would have loved to have been there in studio with you. If,
by the way, ladies and gentlemen, sorry we're not being entertaining right now, but this is our in-house work that occasionally spills into the regular part.
The protocol is if someone, not just me, if someone does not answer a text thread with a new time,
we kind of have a fire drill. We have a fire drill to say, hey, somebody has not gotten that, and that's it.
And Rob is in charge of that to call that person, unless it's Rob. Or then it falls to me and to call Rob.
And then it falls to you to call Rob to find out what's going on with that.
And at 6:03, when the text came in, I was still at the office. I was at the office till 8:30 p.m. So I would have.
Well, that's we could discuss that all day long. Your nocturnal schedule. To be honest with you, if this was a 5 p.m. show, it probably would catch you at your. Well, you what would you say? Would it be safe to say? When would your energy level peak? When is the most right now?
When I think my work ethic is being questioned.
No, I'm not questioning. Right. Who's questioning your work ethic?
Well, just you said that my not.
Well, no. The bottom line is, to be honest with you, for a 9 o'clock start, everybody should probably be on deck. We've had this discussion before. By 8:45, that would be helpful if we had a technical issue and we wanted to start right at 9 o'clock. We've had that discussion months and months. I'm not questioning your work ethic, but I'm also not going to give you a complete free pass on this because it would be like if I was coming in late every day. You know, what's that?
You work in your house.
I know I work in my house. I could still be doing 20 other things. Are you saying because I work in my house that's the reason I'm on time? I still have to get up. I get up. You know what time I get up every morning? I get up at 5:45 a.m. every morning to do show prep, to put my kid on a bus, to get in there and do that.
I'm the biggest advocate of that. I tell people all the time.
No, what I'm saying is, just let me hear me out here, Mr. Adrenaline and Testosterone. You have a fine work ethic. I was saying you are also a person who stays up till 1 or 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm in bed. I was in bed at 9:30 last night.
That has nothing to do with not being notified appropriately about an early start.
Nor did I say it did, but I'm also saying that as far as I was asking before you got all defensive, I was asking you, when do you think your most productive hours of the day are? Because you always talk about being at work from 6:30, 8:30, 9:30, and then staying up and watching something at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So my question again is, when do you think you peak?
I probably peak, I would say, 3:30 is a strong hour for me. A lot gets done.
3:30 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of people that are doing a 9 to 5 will go out to lunch. Of course, going out to lunch is not a thing anymore. Or after lunch, we'll have that kind of dead spot between 2 and 3, and then they come back and they roar. So
I pick up 5-hour energy around 2. So
I hate it, Rob, when you're just sitting there and not even
being
witty.
To you. I'm not
no,
listening
this
to
is
you
when you just quit.
No, I don't.
God. Sitting there just not wanting to say anything to avoid incoming fire.
No, you see, the thing is
friggin' pisses me off.
The thing about the 3 o'clock thing is they used to say that the three dead spots in a day for people energy-wise are 10, 2, and 4. And so Oscar peaking at 3 does make sense. But the 5-hour energy...
If I eat nuts,
nuts
for lunch, all right, two things can happen. Excuse me. I can destroy my digestive system.
Right.
Which I somehow did probably Tuesday of this week, and I'm still reaping the rewards.
Still feeling
can
it.
I just say,
still feeling
and
it.
By the way, Oscar, we'll move on from this because it's not productive and it's not entertaining.
I'm enjoying the program.
Well, good. Thank you. Let me, and if you need to get off the phone to go up the stairs or whatever you need to do, or you're in your car or whatever, where the hell are you right now?
I'm giving my wife.
You're getting in your. Okay. Bye, Peach. Love you.
Bye, Peach. See you later.
I'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Let me tell you where I am right now.
Nut-wise?
Well, no. I actually thought, and I can ask you this. Try not to be gross, okay?
All right.
And by the way, you have to have a few tantrums once in a while because otherwise it will always fall on you. You know what I mean? It will always fall on you because I understand where you're coming from with this. I mean, it's just you will admit. How would you rate the way from on a yearly basis with this task? It always seems to fall on you to do these things. You know what I mean? And then
it's housekeeping stuff. Knew. It's fine, yeah. But it's frustrating that I should have to follow up a text with a text. Or a phone call.
No. It's not following up a text with a text. It is a phone call. If someone does not respond to the text, you call them up and make sure they get the text, or you call their spouse and make sure they get.
I find that I find that frustrating. That
well, but it's part of the gig. It's like if you don't respond, and we can't raise you, we got to call Carrie. And if Maddie doesn't respond, we got to call Buffalo and her father in the mayor's office.
Have to call the mayor's office.
And but if Pony doesn't respond, we have to call the morgue. That's the way.
We have
that's
it on
just
speed
the way
dial.
It goes.
But I will say this: is that of all the principals on the show, of all even the whole cast of the show, Oscar contact wise is the most elusive. He is elusive, yeah. And it's hard to get at. And
absolutely,
that's why
even to make a phone call to. How many times do you call? I mean, I know I call Oscar and he hangs up the phone, and I get a lot of times I will not get an answer, and then I will get a call 2 minutes later. He screens right. His calls that way.
He does,
drives
and then
me flipping nuts. You know,
his voicemail has been full since I've known him, and right. and you know it also if you email Oscar, he requests a text to tell him that you've emailed him because well, again, yeah. He's elusive. He's just very elusive.
So this is what I wanted to say regarding the digestive system this week, which, right. Welcome to 2021. It's always, look, I'm 61. I realize now it's always going to be something. But right. Digestively, my new way of eating and my love of the mixed nuts at Costco have, to the point where, and this doesn't have to do with the nuts or anything like that. Because I take a probiotic. Everybody, so there are major, major industries that are founded on the idea of having a, aid for your digestion, right? Yeah. Probiotics,
sure.
Supplements.
Even back to the days of Metamucil, Mike. I mean,
Metamucil, that type
of
stuff.
I actually thought of you this week because there is a Facebook page I'm on, a Costco-themed Facebook page, like Costco enthusiasts, and a guy posted a picture of an empty nut container. And he says, does anybody have a good use for these? Because they're stacking up.
Oh, boy, they'd be fantastic, fantastic containers.
So they
you
are great containers.
You probably put flour and sugar. And, what a great
salt.
Idea.
But I was thinking of you is that every time you empty a nut container, you have another one, and pretty soon you have a match set. You're all set to go.
Well, I am such a fan, but this is also, but digestively, and as the boys will tell you, yesterday we taped a bonus show, and unfortunately, I took to the bed after the regular show yesterday. Anyone who heard me on yesterday's regular show would be indicated by the way I shared some of the sponsor messages. Just not myself. But the good news is later in the broadcast, I will have a TV recommendation because I was able to enjoy a full feature film on my back yesterday. And when Rob asked me today,
were you in your bed or when you're in your recliner? How did you?
I was in the bed actually yesterday.
Wow, took to your bed.
When I
wow.
do that, when I took to the bed. But I said to Rob today, so how are you doing today? I said, meh. And that's just the way it is. I will say this, and this is going to be gross. So if you're sitting down to your breakfast and you're enjoying something
or lunch,
or lunch or whatever you listen or dinner or a midnight snack.
The show has a long tail.
When you hear this, just this is what I thought. And as someone, and I want you to be really mindful of keeping this non-gross.
All right,
that's just a caveat here.
Understood.
I'm going to do the best I can.
All right.
Moments before I came in to do this show, as I was in the commode.
Yes.
It occurred to me that where I have been for probably a good long time now, since I have been on this new program, that it would probably behoove me to, in some way, communicate to my gastroenterologist the quality of what is done for most people once, sometimes twice a day. That's the way I wanted to do that. And I know that it can become a discussion with those people. But they're really, my guy, when I was talking about some issues, said, just to take some Miralax when you're not functioning. I've been okay since I've been taking these probiotics. What hasn't been okay?
Isn't Miralax kind of an over-the-top treatment? Isn't that a little like nuclear-powered as opposed to like a Metamucil or another supplement?
Maybe for some people, I think everybody varies. I think your results may vary.
Okay,
see your doctor if you have a bowel movement lasting more than 4.5 hours.
Oh,
no,
okay.
So here's what I was thinking. I was thinking that in order to communicate to him how I am doing, I should. I don't want to describe the situation.
I understand.
I'd rather like show. And so
and
there
it's
was
not like the old days when you'd have to take a photograph that would be developed. You can actually, no. you can, you know,
yeah,
it's
you
quite
take
easy
a digital
now.
Photo. But I bagged the idea. I said, no, I don't want to do it. But I was thinking about taking a photo to say, just to go in there. But I thought that would be too disgusting. But then I realized, well, if he is a medical professional, that is probably the best way for him to look at something. I'm sure.
What filter would you use?
I'd probably go black and white.
I would
maybe
think
just
it would be very tasteful.
It.
Yeah.
But I mean, color is a factor, so that's it. But
well,
at the same time,
especially.
I didn't do it. See, there you go. There you see. No, that's what I don't want. That's what I don't
that
want.
That was subtle. That was subtle.
Yeah, come but on, I know where you want to go with that.
I will not. I'm not going to do
so,
a thing.
So that was the question that I had. That
I think it's okay if you come to the appointment armed with some photos. Don't post them on Instagram. But also, here what would be creepy is out of the blue you texted him or emailed the photos.
Well, no, I don't have that kind of contact with the guy. I've seen
okay,
him
good.
Maybe so, once. I've well, seen him should, yeah, once in 2 years. So
take
that's
some
it,
photos,
so.
Choose the best one, and then go in and say, you know, this is happening, and I'm just wondering, could I show you?
Hey, it's you not know the what kind I'm, of thing you want to volunteer. Here's okay. What I'm going to do. I have no idea, nor do I have anything planned with this guy because I think I'm going to be okay. I think I've dealt with it long enough where I can, you know, deal with my own digestive issues and I'm fine. But when the time does come, and if it is in the same vernacular, that's not the word I want to use. If it's in the same situation, okay. I will photograph and bring it with. And okay. say, I took the, this is, you know, that's exactly what I'm going to do. And once the subject comes up, because I will bring it up, I will say that. Because, by the way, I feel like I'm on the right path, but at the same time, well, we play a clip from Anthony Hopkins, No More Odor Than a Hot Biscuit. That,
oh, yeah, The Road to
that
Wellville.
Particular, The Road to Wellville. Thank you for remembering that. Uh-huh. That makes up for all the lack of calls to Oscar. The Road to Wellville, they have a big discussion on how your poop should be.
Yeah, and, your stool. Mike's stool.
Thank you. I always find that fascinating. So
yeah.
That's the answer there. If there is another appointment, there will be. I think there's once every year or so. I will. I'll bring that along, and everything should be
as the week
A-okay.
Has progressed. Like, let's take this morning as a snapshot example.
There is no. Let me just say this. I know where your question's going to go. There has been no variation over the last month or two. That's what I deal with. It's how it is. It's how it is. And let me see. Right now, I will use a football analogy. All right.
What I
deal with every day, where some people, my wife included, would be the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes.
I am dealing on a daily basis with any number of teams in the NFC East.
Understood.
It's just can we on any given day perhaps be better than others? Yes, but really the odds are overwhelming. You're going to be disappointed.
Yeah,
that's
for
kind
me,
of where.
Mike, yeah. It's, if you just look over the last 20 years of my life, it's J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
So you're that bad. Really?
Yeah, it's pretty consistently bad, yeah.
So
but,
anyway,
you deal
that's
with it. You
that's
deal with it. It's what it is.
If anybody was expecting the three of us to be chatting today, no, it's just Oscar gone late and Rob and I talking about poo. That's what it is. But you know what? For everybody that deals with that, please, 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 and remember I'm telling you this,
yeah.
I really, really, really don't want to get any advice. I don't want to get any advice.
That's the last thing in the world you want.
I will deal with it. And I know that perhaps the weight loss with protein and nuts, not the best thing. You know,
no.
The Costco giant cauldron of nuts. I can't even tell you how many cashews and Brazil nuts I've been eating in the last 2 weeks.
What
That's
if you were to focus on
really
one nut? Do you think one nut would treat you better? Like if you got a container just of cashews?
Well, I have.
The
cashews are actually phenomenal, and that's it.
The best. No,
I'll be fine. And the stress adds to it, too, which is why today has been so difficult for me. That's it. That's what we have.
You know, I love when they, if you get like a diet plan or some sort, and they say, you know, nuts are a good snack. Have a snack of 1.5 to 2 ounces of nuts. And that's just comical. There's no way in the world that's a serving. You can't buy that. No, no way.
Oh, look who's here. Look who's here right now.
Hello, team.
Fast turnaround.
Hi. What? We've been talking about poop while you were on because you would have been grossed out. So.
There's a poop app that I wanted to bring up a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. You can post your picture to that. What, is it anonymous?
No. I don't want anything where this is some kink that we're talking about.
No, it's a competition who has the most healthy IG track.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
okay. I'd be bringing up the rear, so to speak, on that particular one. I would be. It would be disgusting.
Is that what we're getting these
days? No, I'm talking about the fact that with the weight loss, and by the way, 31
congratulations
pounds and counting. I think I kind of just got through the holiday. I'm having a little fluctuations right now as far as staying motivated. I usually eat a pretty high protein diet, and then the only time I would eat anything that is outside of the realm of the protein, I'm eating some nuts, and that really is causing
some
distress.
You've been waving a packet in your hand. What is that?
This is my screen cleaner. It's a...
okay. I thought it was the Miralax because you kept mentioning it.
Screen cleaning. This, Rob, is a screen cleaning towelette.
Of course. That's alcohol and ammonia free.
Cleaning towelette. I almost got a Letterman mark there. See?
Yeah, your bad hands.
There it is. But anyway, that's other than that, I mean, I would say that's pretty close to a hand model right there. Look at that.
Yeah, beautiful.
You have great cuticles.
Pretty good manicure right there. And that's self done all the way with that.
You don't have the
wife. By the way,
do
I can't do that every day. There are days that probably, there was a day about a month ago I did take a shower, but I'd been working in my golf cart the day before, and I would not have had these beautiful, pristine nails that I have right now.
Poop app that we've flirted with talking about in the past, it's not a sexual thing at all?
It's fatally flawed. And look, this is nothing anyone should be really into, and I think it has been delisted. Where you would upload your leave-ins and it'd be ranked on a worldwide leaderboard. And
Dear.
There was a thread about it.
How come it was delisted? That's so sad. That's so sad.
Well, any power rankings, I think, have some sort of threshold for an app store.
I'm not sure it should be an international competition because I would think there are certain regional diets around the world that would have advantages.
Well, our society's built on competition, right? But what eventually happens? What do we find out about the Olympics half the time?
They're canceled.
No, everyone. That is false. I just heard a report about that.
Okay, very good.
Some of our greatest heroes, they take performance, like PEDs. They take performance-enhancing drugs. And
Miralax.
I could see somebody, to dovetail on your conversation, jumping onto that worldwide leaderboard and say, I'm going to show them. And then, take some PEDs. And then one theory was that you could hypothetically, do your business and then leave it there. And then do your business again. And that's how you're going to get to the top of the heap.
Like a massive production.
Yes.
But I know that there are regions where cuisine has to do with it. I know that there's an area in northwestern Ireland where they're known for their incredible stools. they are. Simply because of their staple, their diet that they eat every single day. It's a special, special part of northwestern Ireland.
What is their particular thing that gives them their credibility?
They eat hay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oarsman Dodge. You can depend on Oarsman Dodge. Great name, great cars. That's the radio jingle for Oarsman Dodge in Sterling, Virginia. I first heard that when I was 8 years old, and it's been in my head perfectly since then. You know what else is still in my head perfectly? Doing business is a pleasure with a pal at Fair Oaks Dodge. Buy an automotive treasure, park it in your own garage. From trucks and vans and new sedans, there's no complaint to lodge. Doing business is a pleasure with a pal at Fair Oaks Dodge. Boom! Fair Oaks Dodge radio jingle, perfectly in my head. I've taken 2 infant CPR classes. I cannot remember. Am I supposed to press on her chest first or blow into her mouth first? That can save my daughter's life. Very muddled up here. Not clear on it. But Oarsman Dodge, you can depend on. Is this what happens when I'm getting... I thought when you got older, you jettisoned bullshit in your head and got really wise and could just drop wisdom all the time. All I have is fucking nonsense up here. Radio jingles, fucking lists of superheroes no one gives a shit about. Unhelpful. They're doing all this stem cell research and refiring brain neurons. Can I trade the Oarsman Dodge jingle for knowing whether to press on her chest first or blow in her mouth first? Or can I swap out the Fair Oaks Dodge jingle for one karate move? Just one. I just want one. I don't need to know all karate. Just one, right? Throw a guy down and then run away screaming for the police to come help me. That's all I want.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are listening to us every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Roseburg, Oregon, Salva, North Carolina, Hurricane, Utah. That's interesting. For a town in Utah, they don't get hurricanes in Utah, do they?
Well, they drink them.
Oh, no, that's New Orleans.
Oh, and actually, Utah, they wouldn't drink anywhere, at all alcohol. Yeah, you know what? I don't like the name. Change the name of your town.
Someday. No, I like it. So it's obviously a real town. Gallup, New Mexico, Hammondsport, New York, and Kotka, Finland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And we keep telling you the rates are great. And Cornerstone First Financial is the place you need to go if you want to get a refi or a home mortgage. Rates are still at a 50-year low. If you have 3.25% or higher, remember that number. If your rate that you're paying right now is 3.25% or higher, you need to take advantage of this massive refi before it comes to a screeching halt. Don't wait until it's too late. You have to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial and do it right now. Other companies quote window rates to get you interested without telling you about their junk fees and points, jerks. Call the only company that I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. I'm working with them right now, and I have used them for the entire process. When I got a mortgage on the home I am sitting in right now. The home I am in right now, I got a mortgage through Cornerstone First Financial. You should, too. They offer all the loan products, including a no-closing cost option and the absolute lowest interest rates guaranteed. These rates will not be low forever. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing. My favorite segment, really going away of the week, is our TMOS Talking Head. I always love doing this. It's fantastic. So exciting. Let's get our talking head on right now. This is Kaya. Did I pronounce that correctly? Kaya
exactly
Downing?
Right. Exactly. Just like Larry King's daughter.
Kaya has been a probation and parole officer at the Iowa Department of Corrections 93rd Judicial District in Sioux City, Iowa, since 2005. Before that, she spent 10 years as a police officer for Sioux City. She was a street officer.
She was street officer.
It's supposed to be she was a street officer,
yes,
right?
Yes, it should be, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's $20 A right there.
Snooze, you lose.
Yeah, so much.
Had many run-ins with stupid people who enjoyed drugs and OWIs. We'll ask her what those are.
Okay.
She has been married for 20 years to Brad. He's a retired cap. She is one of five family members that have had careers in law enforcement. They have two daughters, Shay and Nissa. If I pronounced Nissa correctly. Thank you. And a corgi named Duke. I love little dogs with macho names. Duke. Duke. She originally discovered the show in 96 in her squad car while cruising the AM dial and landing on KLEM 1410 a.m. in Lamar's, Iowa. I don't even remember that one.
I don't
she
either.
She found the podcast 9 years ago when she was missing us and found the podcast via Google. Her favorite part of the podcast is the way the three principals interact. You got a lot of that this morning. And she says we are all so different. Yeah, we are. She also loves Jimmy Cerrito and Nikki Diamond. We all do. Aww. How about that? It says here, ask her about the time she spent as a police decoy. Oh, I will. She's in her office today where she focuses exclusively on parolees. She's those POs, those tough POs. To be our talking head today, she had to reschedule a removal of a parolee's ankle bracelet.
Thank you.
So, you know, it's such a hassle. You have to go down. You have to get the saw. That's it. Wow. Oh, yeah. So, I want to do that. God, you got one right there. That's cool. There are two kinds of them. I got so many questions already. Yeah. She is a motorcyclist, a church volunteer, an accomplished mask maker, has avoided COVID despite prison outbreaks, and has some show and tell. Please welcome Kaya Downing as our Yay! Talking head. Another. I could be with you for 6 hours, Kaya. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic.
So many questions for
Smart,
you. Yes.
Just before we start, where did you say my employer is? The 93rd?
Let me see. The Iowa Department of Corrections 93rd Judicial District.
Well, we don't have that. I mean, we have 99 counties, but we only have 8 judicial districts, and we're in the 3rd judicial
the
district.
The third.
Oh, great. So you told Rob that, right?
I told
bad
Rob
note
that.
Taking, I suppose.
So
Rob,
I
did you? This is Rob's having himself a day.
This
today.
Is the fun part.
So it's like every day though. It's every day for him. So what's the reason for that, Rob? Do you have any idea?
We had a very intense and fun pre-interview last night, and I was taking notes.
Fun might be the key. Leave the fun for here and be less jovial and happy and actually pay attention to the details.
Well,
that would
I guess my note-taking skills got the best of me. So when I transcribed
because you were being happy, jovial, social Rob.
Well, yeah, but you do that sometimes to bring out the best of the
to
guests.
To confirm, it's the 3rd precinct, correct?
The 3rd, not 93rd.
The 3rd.
Right.
District.
3rd Judicial District.
Thank you. I was having fun. I'm so sorry.
So glad.
Thank you.
I am so glad. So let's see. So you're a PO, basically. That's what you do.
I'm a PO. Yeah.
That has got to be, I would imagine, let's start with that, with your job, Kaya, because sure. I would imagine my idea from movies that I watch, all of my criminal friends that I deal with, that the PO, it is by its very nature somewhat of an adversarial position when it comes to dealing with people who have gotten out of jail. You have to make sure that they're living life the way they're supposed to, the way the judge has told them to. That's got to be, I would imagine, that takes some getting used to, does it not?
It certainly does. I mean, I thought when I came over here that I was like, okay, I know this. Now I'm just on the other side of law enforcement, and it's kind of, the hand-in-hand, like, law enforcement takes them to jail. They go to jail and prison. I get them. So I'm like, I got this. I know this. Oh, no.
No, totally different.
It's a whole different mindset of dealing with people and their problems and getting them to be comfortable, to talk to you, to let you know what's really going on with them so that they can get the right help. But you're right. You know, sometimes it's adversarial in that I'm like, what are you doing? Knock it off. You want to go back to prison? But sometimes I'm like, hey, it's tough. It's pandemic. I get it. So you use drugs. All right. How many times have you been using drugs? Once? All right. Knock it off. Don't do it again. Get some help. 5 times? Dude, no, really. Knock it off. Get some help. And, to the tune that sometimes it's like, all right, what's my line here? Is my line... You know, some of them will ask me, how many can I do? And I'm like, no. We don't do it like that. I don't tell you my number. I don't give you all my secrets. So
I would imagine in that line of work, and this is, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but it's just a question that popped into my head because I would think, I know a retired PO down here, a lady who was a PO up in the Midwest where you are. And I would just think that it would, similar to being a cop, it would be a a job that would at times wear on your faith in humanity. That's just, where you would just get to a point where you're sitting, what is wrong with people? A, is that true? B, how do you deal with it?
That is totally true. In fact, I had one of those days yesterday in that at least three, if not four of my people all day long were telling me, what they've been doing, but they have absolutely no, connection to the fact that the people they're hanging around, they're not supposed to be hanging around. Mm. They'll like, just tell me a story. Oh yeah. I have this boyfriend in prison and I was emailing him and I'm like, what? Wait, stop. Do what? You're not supposed to be having contact with him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm. It's okay. We were cellies and it's all right. I'm like, no, it's not. So yeah, yesterday in their brains, now, sometimes I let them steer the appointment and sometimes I'm totally taking charge. Yesterday, a couple of them were like, telling their stories in their thought process. And, I get it once it's like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, whoa, wait, stop. And then I figure out what the real problem is. Well, mm-hmm. Had I known what the real problem is, work, drugs, home life, stress, pandemic, blah, 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 blah. It really would have taken like 20 minutes, but for them, because of their drug use, their mental health, their all of that, takes them like an hour to actually get there. Mm.
And that's part of the job that you do. You have, like, for example, do you have a la a psychotherapist, do you have a set time when a parolee comes into your office? I mean, do you have to have a level of flexibility in a circumstance like that?
I do. And that's probably the part that I struggle with, is I probably give them way too much of my own time.
Wow. It's so tough. It's such a part of society that we don't see, that the average people, I don't want to monopolize the questions here, but it just fascinates me because I get that impression that it can be very, very taxing and like, oh God, people suck. Go ahead, Oscar. I know you have a question.
Thank you. Thank you for your service, honest, especially during this time. I can empathize in some of the way that you were describing how hard it is to really understand why somebody would tell you all of this, even though it's all wrong. And then you have to explain to them, hey, we've talked about this. It's wrong. I have this situation with Ponyboy almost every day when I talk to him, say, hey, how was your day? And he tells me everything he's done. And I'm like, oh no, let's sit down and talk about this. Mike, you understand.
I understand. Yes. I do. I do. That's it. Well, we were saying, we call you, and if we don't get you, we call Shannon. If we don't get Pony, we call the morgue. That's basically the way that works.
I'd like to ask a question because you talk about how you're married to a cop. He's retired now. And there's three other people in your family that are in law enforcement. What is the common chip that draws you to a job that is probably very rewarding, but also equally as challenging?
Oh, wow. I haven't sat down with all the other ones and asked you, hey, why did you do this? But I think the
Speak for yourself then. Then speak for yourself. I'm curious. It's got to be, it's a weird fiber within you that would draw you to do the job, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, I think for all five of us, we all have outgoing personalities. We all genuinely deep down want to help people. All are, high strung and type A personalities, and we don't want to be sitting behind the desk doing the same thing all day every day.
Right.
I mean, I was really good at math in high school, but I could never be an actuarial scientist or working for an insurance company. I'd be freaking bored.
All right. Well, listen, we're talking to Kaya Downing. We're going to take a break, and then I've got a few more questions about your gig, because it is fascinating that you're a PO. A PO. And I love saying that. Hey, we got to go see my PO. Got to go see my PO. And then we'll ask you about when you were a police decoy, and then we'll talk about how you love us. Anyway, we'll take a break, and we will come back with a little more with Kaya right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
I think it's all because of
my daddy.
I am the only daddy you got. I am the damn paterfamilias.
My supervisory capacity sometimes is a little diminished due to my advanced age. I've decided to exploit my son. He knows his daddy. Dad, you might be able to get 10% off your beer. Just imagine you could drink 10% more. Because they're seven and they're boys, they can get into stuff. Sitting in the garage, playing with a box cutter. I'm Mike O'Mara. I'm Father of the Year.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is an extra hour of uncensored TMOS every week. Get a bonus show subscription and never miss any of the fatherly wisdom or advice from Mike O'Mara, Father of the Year.
Daddy wasn't there.
You get Oscar and Rob this week as Mike ate too many nuts. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Nuts.
Brought to you by Public Rec. I'll be honest, ever since we've been dealing with the COVID, fashion hasn't exactly been top priority. Am I right? Am I right? Right, right,
right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right.
But feeling sloppy eventually gets old, and no one wants to see you running around your neighborhood in old sweats. It's a pants-demic. Get it? And the only way to cure it is Public Rec. They make leisure wear in waist and inseam sizes because comfort starts with a better fit. A lovely maroon number that Oscar's modeling for us right now.
Shake it, baby.
We're counting on seeing Oscar's butt this week. You got it. The pants, they're really, really amazing, and they're different. They're not average style. They're very unique, and yes, they're super comfortable. Public Rec has incredibly comfortable shorts, T-shirts, Henleys, polos, hoodies, jackets, even golf gear. You can live in this stuff. Public Rec rarely offers discounts, but right now they have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Go to publicrec.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS to receive 10% off. That's Public Rec, spelled REC.com/TMOS, and use our promo code TMOS for 10% off. We're dealing with, I say it every single week, and it probably gets burned out. I never get tired of this. These stories that our listeners have, I'm so thrilled with our listener base because it's just everybody has an interesting story. And by the way, young broadcasters out there, this is what it's all about, hearing what somebody else has to say. That's what I love. That's why I like working collaboratively. And that's why I love this, what this has become, the talking head. Kaya Downing is talking to us from Iowa right now. And what an incredible story just to do that for a living. And there are people like you all over the country, and we should appreciate the people that are dealing with that. And I hate to ask you this question, but I have to. The most scared you've ever been?
Oh, good question. Good question.
By a one of your clients, and you don't have to mention any names. But I mean, did you? I mean, I would say if you've been doing this since 2005, I would imagine you've had every type of human being come through that door imaginable. And maybe you weren't scared. I mean, in the environment. But I mean, what is what
and
are
also,
some of the
Mike,
memorable?
She was a cop. Remember, she was a cop 10 years before that, so she's been.
Yeah, I know. But the
time.
PO part is what I'm more curious about. What do you think? What are some of the more memorable visitors you've had?
The mental health ones that either don't realize they have a mental health problem, and I do. Or the ones that have known mental health problems and don't take their prescribed medications and then try to self-medicate with illegal drugs.
So you have had, what you're telling me is you've had people walk through that door that are under the influence cases rather severely. Is there, I have been touched by the opiate crisis. I've seen that in up close and personal, nothing like it. And in a place like Iowa, I know it's extremely severe. Where do you think it stands right now? I mean, it's not. Is it getting better? Is it getting worse? Has COVID exacerbated it? What's going on right now?
Mm-hmm. On the parole side of it, I guess from my perspective, we see a lot more methamphetamine out here.
Oh, you do? Meth. Okay.
Yes. Then we do heroin or those type of drugs. Still a lot of marijuana. A lot of prescription drugs, though, too.
It's frustrating.
Oscar has a question.
And any boneheaded criminals where you roll up and there's like three keys of cocaine on their passenger side, just sitting on there like it was a bag of McDonald's, but it's drugs?
Do you do home visits? Do you do home visits? Do you actually knock on somebody's door occasionally?
Before COVID, we did a lot more.
Okay.
A la COVID now, we're being more careful and selective in those ones that we're doing. We're kind of doing it more that when we suspect or really know there's something going on, then we'll go knock on the door. But we don't necessarily do the random ones as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well, you, I mean,
it's, to say I'm not coming. So don't even okay. thank you for all these.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yes, officer.
Yes, B.O. I get it. All right. I have to ask you this one about when you spent time. That sounds like a long period of time. Yeah. As a police decoy, you were on the job for 10 years before you became a P.O. That sounds scary right there. Tell us about that.
It's scary, but hey, it was kind of fun because I was actually a prostitution decoy.
Ooh.
were you?
Really?
Did you? Oh, yeah. And how long did you? So you were what? You were fishing for Johns? Is that what it was, to bust Johns? Oh, that's so sad. You know, the you know, as that,
those poor Johns.
They, you know what? Hey,
they're,
you know what?
Trying to make a living
from an earlier time in my life. Sorry about it. Earlier time in my life. I misspoke. Sorry, officer. I shouldn't have said that. So you? How long did you do? How long did you pose as a hooker? How long did that go?
Well, we would do it about every 6 months or so, and just like one night a week. And it was, just very, you know, specific to, hey, let's do a thing. All right, let's set it up.
So the guys would come in, would you be on standing on the street? Would you be in a car?
Yeah, what's the hot corner in Iowa?
What's the hot corner in Sioux City? Oh my God, that's got to be a little bit. You probably ruined a lot of evenings, right? A lot of fear based stuff. Please don't tell. How many? You figure an estimate of how many Johns
What was a good night?
What was a good night for you? That's a good. That's the question.
Well, I will say I did two deals at the same time.
Whoa. Once.
Wow. Really? Like two guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
So I'm standing on the street corner and, you know, I'm mic'd up. And this is like, you know, early 2000s. So there's no video. There's none of that. But I got audio. So I'm all mic'd up. Undercover officers are watching me, listening to me. And we had this specific street corner set up. So I'm standing there and the Johns are kind of circling in their cars. And, you know, by that point, we kind of already know who they are. And then I can just tell by standing out there that, wow, I've seen that car twice. Hey, three times. So I'm like kind of dictating that into my mic for the guys to hear.
Sure.
So here comes the car on one side of the building and it's a corner. And I was on the east side of the building. And so I'm making a deal over here and, you know, to try to like get out of sight for the arrest. I'm like, hey, you know, there's a lot of cops around here. So how about you meet me in the back alley and I'll get in your car over there and then we'll be good. So that was the signal to my guys, you know, to my undercover officers. Okay, there's deal made. And of course, you know, I gotta say the spiel about, okay, right. What do you want? How much you right. can? Da, da, da. I gotta make right. that deal. So I make the deal. The guy drives off and he goes like he's gonna go in the back alley. So they're going to make the deal. I see squads coming and I see, you know, red and blue, cherries or whatever you want to call them, see the lights. And so car goes that way. I go this way. Well, then I realize as I'm walking south, that here's another car of another John. And I'm like,
two for one special.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. Two for one special. I'm like, hey guys, I know this is really going to piss you off and, we'll see what happens, but I'm just going to go make another deal. Here we go.
And you got him.
Great.
And so, yeah. And so I round the corner and now I'm on the south side of the building talking to this other guy. Making this other deal and you know, I can't hear them. I can't hear the officers back in my ears, but they can hear me. And so I just know, just in my head, I'm going, oh, that they're thinking, oh, hell, Kai, what are you getting us into? And so I totally worked it with the John, with the bad guy, to just go, oh my gosh, you know, there's a lot of cops around here. And oh, whoa, dude, there's cops, there must be something going on here. Oh, shoot. They'll be busy with that. It's all right. Now, what is it that you need?
Yeah. Now, oh, I got to ask.
I'm picturing Pretty Woman, obviously, because that's the Hollywood, you know, image of the prostitute. How did you get yourself dolled up to do the sting operation?
Oh, that, you know, well, what that is, that, you know, I knew someone was gonna. We're out of time, Rob. I'm really, really sorry about that. You know, okay,
maybe
you could check in the post interview and find out what she wore in her hooker outfit. Okay, we can do that later. It's the Me Too era. Horny Bob, thank you. Thank you very much. We will do. What do you wear? What are you wearing? Skirt or pants? Just out of curiosity.
Jeans.
Hockey, okay.
T-shirt. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Flannel shirt. This is Iowa. All right. We got farmers coming into the big city to take care of their business. So,
That's awesome. Kaya, we always give you a chance to say anybody you want to say hi to before we let you go here. A long segment with our talking head this week.
Yeah, I want to say hi to Brad, Shay, and Nissa, my husband and my kid, my brother and family, his parents, all of my friends who, over the years, who, you know, have listened to me vent about how law enforcement and corrections is so mentally draining, and to just, like, help me out, whether you knew it officially or unofficially, you were really helping me. So thank you to my coworkers, to McDonald's for being open this morning, get my coffee because y'all made me get up so early this morning. And really to all those other first responders out there working the front lines on this. It's really tough, and we're doing our best, and sometimes it's not what you know. Normal, because this still isn't normal. So just be patient and bear with us. And if you have a question, ask, but don't make assumptions based on what you don't know and why someone is doing what you see them doing, because you just don't know what's going on in their head, whether it's a criminal, whether it's an officer, whether it's, you just don't know. So be kind to each other. Please.
Oh, amen. Wow. Coming from a PO. And, Rob, see if she can sell me one of those Department of Corrections sweatshirts. I would wear that every single day.
Awesome.
Absolutely. That is so very cool.
My Hawkeye colors here, huh?
Yeah, Hawkeye colors with the Department of Corrections. Oh, love fantastic.
They didn't do so well last night, but, you know.
No, okay. And I'll be hearing about that today. They all live down here. Thank you very much, Kaya. We love you.
Thank you
so very much. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
We will take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
And now, King's Things. Hi, I'm Larry. Cheese should always be refrigerated. Wait, what about this? Hats for fish. Nobody roots for the Oilers anymore. My wristwatch just keeps slipping off. I worry about Kirstie Alley. I never cast a reflection. Jojo Rabbit. I don't get it. My computer mouse is an actual mouse. And when I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS bonus show. Your passport to the assport, all right? Whoa, that's funny there, right? Yeah. Buy it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Yeah, pause that TV, Mike, and then when you start the show, it pops on automatically. Thank you very much. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Movement. Let me show you my Movement watch that I've got on right
excellent.
Now. This is a... This is a beautiful, beautiful timepiece.
Oh, I love it.
It really, really is. And I love the design of these. They get better all the time.
Yep.
Once upon a time in an apartment, believe it or not, in Southern California, two college dropouts teamed up to create a watch company that broke all the rules. I'll hold it up like that while I'm doing the commercial. Fair prices, unexpected colors, and clean, original designs. Movement grew into one of the fastest-growing brands, shipping to over 160 countries across the globe. Now Movement has expanded into blue light glasses that protect your eyes from screens, minimalist jewelry, and more style essentials that don't break the bank. All designed out in their California headquarters. If you got to spend all day in front of my computer, like me, the Everscroll blue light filtering glasses are a game changer. It really helps with eye strain and poor sleeping patterns, and I love the modern style of the frames. If you want to elevate your look with style that doesn't break the bank, then join the Movement and get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/TMOS. Again, that's MVMT.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Crazy, crazy show today. I mean, just getting behind on time. That's the way it goes. I didn't get anything that I wanted to talk about
real quick
about today.
Mike, can I mention that Kaya was great, but also, you know, we do need a talking head every week. We have a few in the hopper, but if you're interested, don't think that you can't jump to the head of the line with a sensational story. Just send me an email, rob@mikeomaraShow.com, cool. And we'd love to have you on as a talking head. That's Rob with
two B's. And the thing about the talking heads, it doesn't, everybody's got it doesn't have to be somebody in law enforcement. It's just we love people's stories. If you have a particular story, you know, anything you'd like to share, if you think, hey, you know what, the guys would be interested in this, bring it along. We would love to hear from you. And you know what, we're also not averse to hearing about how you found the show. Mm-hmm. That's always special too, because it's about us. That's the way that works. Oh my god, you know what, we don't have enough time to talk about is anyone feeling more peaceful now, because I may be starting to feel more chill now that I don't think about the government every day.
But Mike, what you lack in government worries, you have with nuts.
This is true. You know what I thought about last weekend? I was the golf course. I thought about me, and I thought about the personalities, and I thought about the fact that I am a golfer, and I wrote this down today. We won't have time to discuss it because I'm sorry I'm running so late. We have to get Oscar's take on here. I am a golfer. This is my statement. I am a golfer and I am a selfish asshole. Mm. That's really what it is.
Much like Tiger Woods.
The nature of this game.
Yeah.
By the way, all athletes are into themselves, but team sports are different. You make sacrifices for the team. That's what. In the world of solo sports, even if you're doing it recreationally, everybody's in their own trip. And that is why I believe that a certain type of individual gravitates to the game, and myself included. I do that. With that said, I would say that there's one thing you're not going to find on a golf course.
What's that?
You're rarely going to find empathy. You know, they'll show up for a funeral. They'll do that. But as far as the empathy gene is just not there. It's broken. You know what I mean?
But it's part of the fabric of the game, isn't it, though?
Well, the thing is, they talked about this week a lot about Joe Biden's empathy and how he's really great because of what he's gone through in his own life. And, you know, I believe that. You look at his history, you look what he's done, it's fantastic. And I was like, is that an Irish tradition? Is that an Irish characteristic? I said, I'm not sure whether it's Irish. Although, I will tell you, when the empathy kicks in with me, like, for example, if I go into a restaurant and I see somebody sitting alone, I have a real problem with that. I always feel bad. I literally feel bad about and I think that when I go into a restaurant and I see that a server is inundated with people just being very demanding, I feel for that. I tend to have empathy in weird directions. But when it comes to somebody like within my own family, getting sick, like my wife getting sick,
right.
That's where the empathy chip is a little weak for me. It's where the golfer comes out.
Oh, you got the sniffles. Hopefully it's not COVID and you don't kill me.
Yeah, how's your sense of smell?
At Cocoonville, we got a practice area.
Yeah.
All right? Got a practice area, a little what's called a chipping green. And it's where you practice short shots, right? And so they take golf balls and they place them everywhere around this. There are hundreds of golf balls around.
That's what that is?
That's
I've seen that at different clubs. I'm like, man, they just leave balls laying around. Like, they don't care.
No, they're just for people to practice. That's what you see them
every... I thought they were party favors. Oscar filled his pockets.
Yeah, take them home.
Yeah.
And I come out, and there's this guy down here that practices every day.
Okay.
And because, I mean, I'm talking about 9 a.m. until dark. Mm. A lot. Like, insane, like bordering
and he practices a lot, Damone.
He practices a lot. I'm getting out. I park the car. I walk over, and there is a pile of these golf balls. And I am going to work on what is called a flop shot over the bunker, hitting the ball high.
All right.
And I walk over, and I didn't see that there were two or three clubs like 12 feet away. Mm-hmm. I just assumed they were for something else. And I walk over, and I hear this, hey, 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 hey. Those are mine. And I went, we're golfers. We are complete selfish a-holes. And there was a way of saying that. There was a way. So what I did was I took the golf ball, I bladed it and hit him right in the forehead. No, I didn't. That was just a fantasy that I had. I'm sorry. We're out of time. Golfers are a-holes. I'm one of them. Thank you.
I disagree. I think they're marvelous people.
Yeah. And I didn't even get a chance. I was in bed all day, but I happened to watch a great. I can do it at the beginning of Oscars Day.
Oscars Day.
I will give you the recommendation for the weekend because it's fantastic.
Oh, good.
And it'll balance out your what are you wearing question.
What are you wearing?
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Jeff Goldblum here. How are you? Yeah, you're great. I know you are. You're looking at me like that. Listen, I love to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on my Alexa, but I'm scared of it. Yeah, I'm scared. It makes me nervous. It's like it's watching me. But really, if you're not as scared as I am, well, first of all, congratulations to you. And tell Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara Show. And Bob's your uncle. Still terrified. Jeff Goldblum checking out.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. And hold off on the music after this spot, Rob, because I know you can play that music, but it's just
I'm with you.
My movie, right?
Right on.
Noom is what I want to tell you about. People love to offer advice about the best way to eat. Yeah, look, you can't take it from 500 different people.
No.
You need pros to take care of it. That's why I love Noom. It's based in psychology. It teaches you how to eat because you don't need rules to lose weight. You need knowledge. Noom personalizes a weight loss program just for you, and it's only 10 minutes a day. It's flexible. It's got empathy. We were just talking about that. It's easy. It's forgiving. If you stumble, get back on the pony. That's the way you do it. Don't believe me? Over 80% of Noomers finished the program, and over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least a year. Oscar loves it. Carla loves it. I love it. There's
a
science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. Learn how to eat again with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. Ready to learn how to live healthier? Sign up for Noom today at Noom.com/TMOS. And before we get to Oscar's take, reco for you. This is a... Okay. If that brain could be used for good. This is the show that the movie you need to watch. Incredible pay-per-view. Watched it last night. A Promising Young Woman. That is the name of the movie.
Okay.
Remember that? A Promising Young Woman. If you are a super misogynist, if you have abused women in your lifetime, you do not want to watch this movie. It is a very heavy duty movie that really deals with some very dark themes. But it has a little bit of a comical quality to it, which is weird because it is so dark in what the subject matter is. But, check it out and really see for yourself what this is all about. I forgot what the name of the young lady. A Promising Young Woman.
Do they make you say there's like a little bit of a comedy bend to it. Does it make a really tough topic a little more palatable because they present it that way?
No, it's like nothing you've ever seen. This is what makes it great. It is a movie that is not like any other movie. It is very, very interesting. It is different. It's got a Coen Brothers vibe to it a little bit, but it's really, really over the top. And I love something original. There's so much of a lack of originality in Hollywood. When you see a real original, and if you can find the lady, I'll try to find the lady during
her name
Oscar's
is Carrie Mulligan.
Carrie Mulligan, famous actress, very good actress. Carrie Mulligan's fantastic in this, and it is something else. Check it out. And now, without further ado, let's get to Oscar's take, ladies
Oscar's
and gentlemen.
Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States. And now, without further ado, let's get to Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar. The sports trading company Topps is turning Bernie Sanders' Inauguration Day meme into a baseball card or a collectible card. He isn't playing a sport. He's just sitting in a chair trying to keep warm with his mittens. It's a limited edition card that will be available for $9.99. Please, I want it for Christmas next year. If you want one, you'll have to order yours by next Thursday. Several other inauguration cards are available, including Lady Gaga and a young poet, Amanda Gorman. They're making baseball cards out of the inauguration.
Yeah, of course.
I like the baseball card angle. I would pay top dollar if I got a piece of his mittens. embedded into the card. They do that with jerseys now.
Oh, yeah, like a thread.
Right. Yeah, so I'll take a thread of yarn into that card, and then you got me. Where I think I'm truly leaning towards, Mike, and they're on eBay now, is the Fauci bobblehead dolls of him throwing out the first pitch.
Yes.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Not a Fauci bobblehead.
Yeah, so yeah. I'd like that on my desk. That'd be fun.
And he's back. And he's back. And he's back, let baby. Him say whatever the heck he's he back, wants baby. To say. So yes. That's cool. You're listening to Oscar's Take, everybody. Hey! Oscar's Take. Oscar, the Miami Heat have added a new component to their COVID screening process, virus-sniffing dogs. Ooh. Supposedly, they can tell within 10 seconds if you have COVID-19 with an accuracy level of nearly 100%. How they did it, I do not know, but the Miami Heat have done that, I guess, for the people that are in the bubble. I guess that's how that's working. That's pretty amazing.
Guys, I think this isn't as shocking to me because I've seen enough stories. It's human interest stories of dogs that can smell cancer or stories amazing. Of yeah. And I'm not talking about trained dogs. I'm talking about just personal dogs. There was
regular dogs.
A beautiful story of a lab that kept on sniffing at one of the owner's breasts, and he was getting and it was just something that was kind of annoying to the owner for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then he kept on sniffing. She went to have her annual mammogram, and she had cancer. Wow. And they caught it early and saved her life. But you know, as far as the virus is concerned, if we could just figure out how much these tests cost per test and how much these dogs cost per dog, we might save money in the long run. We might not need the tests if we got dogs just sniffing at, you know, all the players' balls.
Yeah, well, it doesn't change the fact that my mailbox post out in the front of my house is made out of dog urine now. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice coating.
Yeah, Oscar, a member of the Oklahoma State House named Justin Humphrey just introduced a bill to create an official, it's legit,
yeah,
Bigfoot hunting season. He wants the it's legit. He wants the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission to, quote, set annual season dates and create any necessary specific hunting licenses and fees. The Wildlife Commission isn't hot on the idea. A spokesman said, here at the department, it's Oklahoma. Here at the department, we use science to make management decisions, and we do not recognize Bigfoot as a wildlife species.
Wants
to do it.
This is pure marketing, fellas. I could see a sign or a T-shirt or even a license that you'd buy for like $30 to make sure that you were actually sanctioned and you had your license for Bigfoot. Yeah. I think they should take it a step further and do what I think is the most iconic of these type of mythical creatures, is the chupacabra. Because then you've got like a cultural angle to it that really would open up to everybody that's interested.
Chupacabra!
Yeah, that'd be that's a winner. Bigfoot's kind of like, you know, passe. Chupacabra is what's hot now.
I don't know. What do you think about a license to get the Jersey Devil?
Hey, the Jersey Devil. Or the Bunnyman.
Yes.
Bunnyman. Bunnyman Bridge. Exactly. Yeah.
Bunnyman Bridge. You're listening to Oscar's Take, everybody. This is a story for you. I see these stories, and this is just something, even though you're not a big wine drinker, you would perk up with this. American Airlines has figured out a way to get rid of the alcohol they haven't been able to sell on planes. They have created a new wine delivery service. You can order the bottles of wine that they serve to first-class passengers for $13 to $40 a bottle. It's kind of an investment opportunity. I ask you about
what vintage is in first class. I have to ask that question. I've never, you know, I don't know if it's are they nice bottles. I don't know how that works. I know what it costs for a certain vintage.
Well, I will tell you, the last time I was flying in that part of the plane was well over 15 years ago, so I wouldn't be able.
So wine that was bottled when Mike was in first class is now vintage.
Yeah,
I don't mind the wine as much. I was into, and we might have had the story on the show here, where you could not just buy the wine that was in first class. You could actually purchase the entire beverage cart of alcohol, and it might have been Virgin Air or Air France, where you would buy that entire cart at a lot of like $1,000. It was like maybe $1,400, but if you looked at it per bottle, you were getting a deal because what you were getting in that lot of the entire cart.
Did I tell you he was the right guy to ask about this? That's the
Now, do you actually get the cart too, or just the contents?
You get the contents of the cart.
But they're stacked. Full size bottles.
You know, really. I mean, with my propensity for Grand Marnier, too, you know, I should have taken advantage of that. But that's good. Yummy, yummy. I feel like a drink right now.
Buy the cart, not the bottle.
Very good. You're listening to Oscar's Take. Finally,
Oscar's Take.
From the New York Post, as COVID-19 cases skyrocket in California, the Los Angeles County Super Spreader Task Force is cracking down on underground parties featuring booze, strippers, and hundreds of revelers. Last Thursday night, Kaya Downing. The task force broke up three parties, resulting in 137 arrests and the recovery of a discarded firearm. Put down the gun. Here come the cops. Pictures of the underground shindig show stripper poles in lounges full of alcohol and a hookah.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening out in L.A. I guess they have to make a living.
These parties are actually in most metropolitan cities, these underground parties. And look, I get it. You want to go out and you want to pretend like you know, the pandemic's not real, or you want to take your chances. And even if you tested everybody, I don't care about so much about the fine. I would love, Mike, for these people to be publicly shamed on some sort of website that says these are the dullards that are making it difficult for us to keep this under control. So like a COVID dummy website. Right. CovidDummy.com. I would love that. I'm scared of an
enclosed room. You can show me all the aureolas you want. If I'm in an enclosed room, I am terrified. So that's Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. We will come back with the final audio vault of the week right here. Everybody, it's a clinker!
Mrs. Z wants candy.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, they're sour. Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored one.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds. Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by... Oh, I'm sorry. I always forget that. That's one of his early promos. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oscar, do you know what a palindrome is?
Is that from Dungeons & Dragons?
No, it's
I don't know. I don't know what a palindrome is. Here's a hint. Look at today's date. 1/22/21.
Ooh.
It's the same forward as it is backward.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, nice. Palindrome.
Nutty.
Sure.
Like the name Bob or Step on No Pets. Jesus Christ. Able was I, ere I saw Elba. Are these all palindromes?
These are famous palindromes, things that are backwards the same as they are forwards, yeah.
Oh, here's a good one. A man, a plan, a canal, Panama.
That's the most famous of them all.
God, what a load of crap. Here's the best palindrome ever. By the TMOS bonus show. Woes, sunob, sump, et, yub.
That's funny.
It might not make sense, but it will make you be entertained. Cruise on over to MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner. TMOS bonus show, your passport to the S-Port, and we'll make you laugh front and back, guaranteed. And remember, doc note, I dissent. A fast never prevents a fatness. I diet on cod.
That's backwards the same as it is forwards.
Thank you very much. He needs to see his PO. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Let me play it all the way. Clinker, there we go. All right, don't melt down at the end of the show. It's been so busy. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
Mike, I don't need to see my PO. I'm self-medicating. Mm-hmm. I'm fine.
Right.
So I thought that with COVID, we would be able to dodge being shamed into buying Girl Scout cookies. A lot of times, and it doesn't happen at Podcast Village because there's no one of that age.
No, I got a text. I got a text from someone. And I wasn't shamed into it, but I was like, oh, that's right. I got to pick those up.
WJFK, we used to get shamed into it a lot. And I got an email from my Uncle Dana's daughter, so I bought some cookies this year. But some girls are going high tech, and one girl did an actual website to sell cookies. Her pitch is pretty good.
Hi, I'm Naomi.
and I'm selling the most delicious cookies you'll buy this year. Are you tired of being stuck at home? Get yourself some fan favorite Fin Mints. Were you disappointed by Wonder Woman 1984? Make it better with Caramel Delights. Did you run out of things to watch on Netflix? Lemonades will cheer you up. Life is good, but it can be better. Buy yourself some Girl Scout cookies and make 2021 the sweetest year of all. Thank you.
I love the fact that she's throwing hate on Wonder Woman.
So sweet.
Prediction's perfect. She was, you know, sometimes those kids, you see kids on feature films,
right,
that are going, but that kid was terrific. Yeah, really.
Here's a kid that you won't like. And also remember, if you say something, know that a kid will probably repeat it. This was trending yesterday on Instagram. This kid is, shall we say, precocious, because his folks just told him he was handsome.
Do not call me handsome if you're not gonna give me some that badonkadonk.
So don't let your kid request the badonkadonk, okay? That's not okay.
So the kid heard daddy
I have to imagine
daddy was talking
this
to
daddy
his
talking to mommy, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully
his mommy.
Well, it could be. And that brings us to our next tape. Remember we were talking about how I come from a broken home, and
yes,
you said I was denied that I didn't get two Christmases as a kid, right? Because
right,
my dad would come over. There's a trend on TikTok right now where people go on and they talk about things they did as children that they regret to this very day. And this guy tells this story.
When I was in fifth grade, me and my friends were talking at recess about what we wanted for Christmas. One of the kids was like, well, yeah, I get two Christmases now because my parents got divorced last year. So my immediate thought was, wow, I want two Christmases. So after school that day, I went home, made a Match.com account for my mom, and left it up on my dad's work laptop. He checked his email that night, found it, packed my mom's bags, and she went to a hotel room. And the next day, we had a family meeting with my brothers, and they told us they were getting a divorce. Seconds after they said that, I said it was me, and I said it was because I wanted two Christmases. My parents and my two older brothers did not look at me or talk to me for 2 months after.
So there you go. That's something you can do.
My God!
Rotten
the
kid.
Evil, and he tells it matter-of-factly.
So
but
I
here's the
home.
Thing. Did you guys think the same thing I thought? Maybe I've been at the rodeo a couple of
What's
times.
What's that?
That if it was that fragile, right?
Oh, they were having problems already.
There had to be some other problems, right?
Yeah, I agree. And why would the Match.com account be on his work computer? I think the story's fraught with error. But still,
he's a kid.
Yeah, and the guy sounds dullard enough that he made it up.
He looked dullard too. But anyway,
yeah,
I think he did.
Beware of that. We did a lot of radio. Deal, Maryland. Be aware of it.
I think he did it. I just think he's stupid. Mike, you know, changes are coming in our United States, and I love it. One of the things that has changed within the Oval Office is the decor. And you know what was removed yesterday?
This is a great story. Look, you can't do PR any better than this story. I know what you're going to talk about.
They removed my Diet Coke button. I had a red button on my desk that when I hit it, they would bring me a Diet Coke on a silver tray. Anyway, this is Trump in 2017 showing off the Diet Coke button.
Any other gadgets you've gotten installed here since you came?
Well, everyone thinks that this is very ominous right here. See this? This is a very ominous looking because of the red button.
What does that get you when
you
press the red button?
Well, it gets you a Coke or it gets you a Pepsi.
No, you be specific. It was a Diet Coke on a silver tray.
For him.
For him. Exactly.
For
exactly.
Him.
So that's no longer there. And they've replaced it. That goes out. A portrait of Benjamin Franklin comes in. I say we've traded up.
What's creepier, Matt Lauer or that button? Like, I don't know. I think it's a push.
Still with that door, you know. Sorry, I got to hit that. That's the only sound effect I have.
Right
here.
Right.
Matt Lauer saying, "Hey, that's great. Can I bring you? Come on in. So you're the new intern. That's wonderful. That's good. Okay.
And let's close with this. Everyone has goals during the pandemic. I think this lady is very, very forthright about fitness and the goal she wants to get to when she finishes out COVID-19.
The first time I ever saw a personal trainer, she asked me to tell her my fitness goals, and I was like, Brittany, I'm going to be honest. I would like to have sex with the lights on. And she was like, can you get more specific? And I was like, and with another person.
So let's... Sex with another person, lights on. Yeah, that's where we're headed.
Funny.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. We'll be back Monday with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara, sex. So before I do that, I want to make sure we thank Kaya Downing.
Kaya Downing.
You know, good luck with all those people that you deal with every day. You're doing a great work, and you were fantastic. Talking Head, if you want to be a Talking Head, send your information to robwith2bs@mikeomarashow.com, and you could be on that segment as well. We absolutely love talking once a week to a listener. It's spectacular. For Rob and Oscar, Mike O'Mara saying have a great weekend, and so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
I need you to get my underwear out of my butt.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Pandemic.